This is a Schmoovecast. My name is Leah, and, I've been better. So, I think I'm going to get a little heavy tonight. Right now, I'm upstairs. Got my computer. I was watching a little bit of last night's Project Runway, and I decided I'll just wait. Because I kind of have a couple things to say. I'm going to be kind of heavy. I'm not going to be too pop culture-y tonight because, that's how I feel right now. Sorry. But that's just how I feel. Anyway, so I've been thinking about self-esteem issues and self-worth and I don't know. I think there's a difference between low self-esteem and honesty. And I think there's a difference between fishing for compliments and honesty. And I just kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit tonight. I don't know why. It just came to me. The thing is, if I say I'm not pretty, I'm not saying that because I want you to say, oh, but you are. You know, I'm not saying that because I just think I'm shitty. Maybe I'm just being honest with myself. I don't think I'm all that pretty. I mean, I think I'm all right, but I don't think I'm, pretty. But, I mean, I definitely think I've got good qualities, but, it's just the whole pretty thing. Anyway, just get out of that for 5 seconds. I just think people need to realize that. People really need to realize that just because somebody says, oh, I just don't think I'm pretty, doesn't mean there aren't other things about them that are good. You know, like if I say I don't think I'm pretty, somebody will say, oh, but you are. And then, but I mean, if I were to say, oh, I'm a terrible dancer, or my knowledge of the Spanish language sucks, you're not going to say, if you're familiar with me and those things, you're not going to say, oh, but you do know a lot of Spanish. I mean, it's such a subjective thing, I guess. Because, I mean, one person's pretty is another person's hideous. I don't tend to see, when I know people, I don't tend to see their faces. I tend to, this is going to sound so Miss America, but I'll say it anyway. I kind of tend to see how they pull themselves across. I mean, for example, somebody who I used to date, and I will not even nickname him, because that would be giving too much away. Someone I used to be with, it was not what you would call a looker, and this is not just me being critical, because we broke up. I'm not the only person who said this. I mean, after we broke up, a lot of people were like, oh, he's just not that cute. You got a cuter guy. Because, after that, you can get somebody way cuter. You've already been on dates with cuter guys. Anyway, so they were getting into the looks thing. But to me, just because I knew him and just because the way I knew his personality, aside from a huge character flaw he had, I thought he was the cutest boy in the world. I just thought he was so cute. Even though he wasn't what society perceives as cute. So, And then there were, people who a lot of people think are cute who I just kind of think, not so much. And it has a lot to do with the personality and the way the person projects him or herself. But anyway, so just don't, I think there are people who do say things like, I'm just ugly, because they want people to tell them they're pretty. But some people are just being honest with themselves. I don't think I'm pretty, but, God, I've said that 500 times. If you want to, Start this show over again, and every time I say I don't think I'm pretty, I want you to take a shot of whatever. And you will be so trashed, you will pass out by the end of this. I promise you. Promise. So, anyway, getting back to this heavy, heavy shit. It's like I do have good qualities. I mean, yeah, I've got a big fat gut. And if you tell me I don't, I'll call you a liar, because I do. But I have a nice rack. I have pretty eyes. I've been told I have a nice mouth, and not in the filthy way, thank you. In a purely innocent way. And, I've got shapely legs. I do have my pluses, and I think it's what people need to remember, It's like just 'cause I think I've got a flabby ass doesn't mean I don't, think other parts of me are fantastic. It's just being real with yourself. It really is. It's just being realistic about the whole thing and letting people be realistic and honest. The one time I was out with a guy who I was dating, it was probably, oh, it was like a year. Oh, it was over a year ago. It was a while back. Anyway, I was in probably in the best physical shape I'd ever been in my life, which, compared to like somebody who's actually in fantastic physical shape was, not so great, but for me it was just a huge turning point. And we walked into a swimsuit store and I said, I think that finally this year I can get away with a bikini. And he said, no. And I was a little upset, then I realized, no, he's just telling me the truth. He's telling me something honest. It's like when I was still chubby. I mean, I am chubby now, but I'm saying when I was young and chubby, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I went into a store at the mall, and they had some bikinis. And one of them, I forget why I wanted to try it on. It wasn't. There was a reason I wanted to try it on. It was not that I was going to buy it, because I was not about to buy a bikini, but there's something about it. I don't know what it was. But I'm like, I have got to try that on just for shits and giggles, So I did. Or no, I was walked up to it, and the girl goes, "That looks really cute on." And here I am, this dumpy old chick. And I'm like, don't flatter me, bitch. I'm not buying this nasty-ass swimsuit. It's just. Anyway. So, I guess the main message to take away from this one is that be honest. If somebody says, "Do I look fat in this?" and he or she looks fat in it, be honest. I mean, half the time I can't judge if I look okay in something. So, yeah, tell me if I'm in any way offensive to the eye, and if I am too fat to wear something, you have to. I mean, and if I ask you, "Do I look too fat to wear this?" you have to say, yes, don't flatter me by saying no and letting me wear an ill-fitting garment, or letting someone you know and love wear an ill-fitting garment. Be honest. Just say, no, you can't wear that, But here's something that may be more flattering. Just because somebody thinks you look fat in something doesn't mean they don't love you, I don't know. It's like the guy I dated who was not the best looking dude ever. I would never put him in cigarette pants and a tailored button-down shirt, because he wouldn't look good in it. He'd look like he would just look stupid. And for those of you who may have figured out who I'm talking about, but he looked so cute in a t-shirt and jeans, baggy jeans. It just. Anyway, just be real with people is all I'm saying. Tell them like it is, like a TI is. But anyway, up here, like I said, in my room with my dog. He's up here too. It was really sad yesterday. My sister, this isn't the sad part. The good part is my sister came by and took my dog to the dog park, and he had one heck of a time. Did you not, Denny? Yes, he did. He gave me a look. It made me believe he did. So, anyway, she took him to the dog park, and he apparently ran the whole time and had just a heck of a time with the dogs. You know, just, but except one dog fell on him or something, I think she said. So he was just having so much fun, she told me. She said he pooped 3 times, and his first poop was like the most poop you've ever seen come out of a dog at once. So, anyway, enough poop stories. She picked it up, and that's cool. And so, oh, I was going somewhere with that. Oh, yeah. So last night when I get home from work at 8:30 because I was feeling sick and didn't want to stay till 9, I come home and my dog, I walk in, I say, okay, it's time to go potty. And usually that takes him, yeah, I didn't mean it that time, Denny, sorry. I said, and usually when I say that, it takes him a little while to stand up, stretch, and walk to the door. I mean, he waits till I actually have the leash in hand half the time. Because sometimes I'm forgetful, and I'm going to admit, I'm a bad dog parent when I say that I will say, do you want to go potty? And we'll get distracted by something, and then 20 minutes later, I realize I haven't. And so he waits till I have the leash in hand. And last night I had the leash in hand and I had the door and he still wasn't there and he was still sitting laying down on the couch. No, he was sitting at this point. So I walked over to him and I mean he wasn't moving and this is odd for Denny. He's usually ready to go when I get home. So and I knew he hadn't been since about 3 o'clock and it was 8 at this point. So I walked up to him and he's little tail is tucked underneath him, and then I realized, I don't know, I guess I just had doggy ESP or something, the dog whisperer. But anyway, so I realized he's not getting off the couch because he can't, and he played so hard yesterday that it just left him so stiff, and I had to help him off the couch. I don't know how he got on the couch, you know, if his leg was hurting so bad. So I helped him get off the couch, and he limped really heavily to the door. I mean, just really heavily. It's the worst limp I've ever seen him have. So it just broke my heart. I took him outside. When he gets his bad arthritis, he has no problem going downstairs or, you know, that kind of thing. So he walked. I have a one step down to where he goes to the bathroom, to the little area he pees in. So he was able to make the step down and he limped and did his, you know, dog business. And when he came back, he just stood in front of the, he just stood in front of the step. He wasn't moving. He would not come closer. And it's just not like him. I mean, there are times he wants to stay out longer, but that's not one of the places that he'll pause, you know. I realized he couldn't get up that step. So I helped him up the step. And he didn't growl at me this time. Thank you. Last time I tried, I'll tell you that story in a minute. He growled at me one time when I tried to help him with something. So I figured he's not going to come upstairs to go to sleep tonight. He's going to stay down here. So he did. And somehow we got back on the couch. Even though I had to help him off of it, I guess he moved around enough. But anyway, I went downstairs this morning and same thing happened. Same, had to help him down, get on the couch, get off the couch, I mean, get outside. I had to help him back up that step again. It was sad. But anyway. He was on aspirin. We were giving him a half an aspirin a day, we being me, because, you know, I take care of the dog. So giving him half an aspirin and a hot dog every morning, and he, I stopped for a little while because he seemed to be doing fine, and I know he's got a sensitive stomach, So one day, actually, what happened was I forgot, for just plain old forgot to give it to him. So I just fell out of the habit, I guess. But he was, the day I forgot to give it to him, he was fine, didn't limp. And then, I don't know. Anyway, so on the way home from my wax appointment, I got some hot dogs because the hot dogs I had were gross. And so I gave him a little hot dog with a little bit of aspirin in it. Oh, by the way, when I got home today, he was able to jump off the couch fine. Although earlier my dad had said he was limping terribly. But anyway, getting back to this, I am so off track sometimes. Anyway, and if I say, there's another thing, if you're playing the Shmoove Cash drinking game, it's another shot. Whenever I say anyway or so, take a shot. Oh my God, you'll die of alcohol poisoning. I could make a joke about an ex-boyfriend of mine, but I will not do that right now because that would be wrong. Oh gosh, I was talking about Denny and his aspirin. I'm sure this is so interesting. So anyway, on the way home, I stopped to get some groceries. The grocery store by my house now has my favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor ever, which has not been available in Tennessee. I had it in Sacramento, California, like 10 years ago. No joke. 10 years ago. At a Ben & Jerry's shop. At a scoop shop. I had this ice cream. And it knocked my socks off. Best ice cream I've ever had. And to this day, I consider it the best ice cream I've ever had. And sure enough, I go and I decide to pick up a little ice cream tonight. And, they had it, and it was on sale. So yay, they now have my favorite flavor at my favorite grocery store. So, getting back to the original point of the story, Denny, hot dogs. Had to get him hot dogs for his aspirin. So I got the hot dogs, came home. When I got home, he was able to jump off the couch fine, limping really hard. And I think I've said this, but I'm saying it again. He came in and I gave him a little piece of hot dog with his aspirin and he was moving okay. In fact, he just came upstairs. Not just, I mean, he's been up here for probably about a half hour. But he's upstairs and I'm happy because when he's got his bad, oh, pardon me, I'm sorry, I'm trying to suppress a burp. When he's got his bad arthritis, he doesn't come up the stairs. I tried to help him up the stairs once, and he just growled at me. Which I don't know, maybe it was hurting him. I tried to pick him up the way you're supposed to pick up a dog, around the midsection, but he didn't like that. He growled at me, so I left him alone. He managed to make it up the stairs slowly. So then he tries to jump up on the bed because he sleeps at the foot of my bed, and he couldn't do it. He got his front legs up, but he couldn't get his back legs up. So I tried to help him with that, and nope, no going. He growled at me again. So I figured I'd just let him do it on his own. But anyway, so Denny's upstairs. He's jumped up on the bed. There's a bunch of nudists on Queer Eye, which is funny because it's not really funny because I'm not a Queer Eye fan. I'll tell you, if you want to know why I have it on, if I don't like the show, well then, just send me an email, comanche.red@gmail.com. I'll be happy to tell you. Anyway, so I'm watching it, and they pixelated out some nudists' nipples and genitals and whatnot. So they blurred it out, or not blurred it, pixelated it out, and it was like the least cloaking pixelation ever. I mean, you could get a good idea of what these people look like naked. It was such bad pixelation. It was like probably I don't know how pixelation works because I'm not in that business, but it's probably the lowest form of pixelation that exists on this planet. I mean, the lowest grade of pixelation. There are different grades of window tint. I think it was like that. the lowest you can do and still be legal. It was, I've never seen, never, ever, ever. Anyway, it's pretty much just on naked people on basic cable, which isn't too bizarre these days, but still, it's funny. I guess it's the 12-year-old boy in me just loves that. Just thinks that's great. Anyway, there you go. Take another shot. Drink another sip of your martini. I'd like to think that you people sip a martini when you listen to this. Although, if you're listening to this, I'm going to espouse a certain beverage. I probably shouldn't do this, but I don't care. I'd like to think my listeners are drinking a bottle, not a huge bottle, but like, one of the regular Pommery Pop bottles, which is like a little soda bottle's worth of champagne. I'd like to think that you're drinking that you're classy, you're a Francophile, that you're drinking Pommery Pop, or maybe a Gimlet. But, there you go. Anyway, my name is Erlazon, so I need to go. Have a good night. Try to do something this weekend. Bye.